Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Live Wire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this very special edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, along with Joe Redcard Sirianni, and tonight we're going to talk about one of the most dramatic matches that the U.S. men's national team has ever played, a thrilling 2-1 win over Ghana, and the U.S. stands second in the group of death, Group G, behind Germany. We have so much to talk about tonight, but you know, I am very proud to be an American right now, and just shows to show you that it doesn't matter about skill, about speed, about endurance, the will to win and never say die attitude. That's what the U.S. brings to every competition they're in, whether it be soccer, the Olympics, hockey, whatever. Joe, but what can you say?
But actually, it's not only when the country is represented, but also in every game that is played in the United States against it, the local team or youth team, there is always an American instinct that you want to win, and you fight until the last whistle is blown. I mean, this is a tremendous, tremendous victory for the United States. They show guts, they show fortitude, and they show desire to win. And I am so proud, too, Andrew, to be an American today.
Well, we have a lot to talk about tonight. The World Cups, of course, first and foremost. We'll also be talking about the Rochester Rhinos and the Western New York Flash. The Rhinos in U.S. Open Cup action tomorrow night against the defending champions, D.C. United, starting at 7 o'clock at Salem Stadium. And then Friday at home against Dayton at 7:35. The Flash home for two games Wednesday against Chicago at 7. And then undefeated and first place Seattle comes in on Sunday at 3, featuring U.S. Women's Internationals Hope Solo and Sydney LaRue. And speaking of U.S. Women's Internationals, we saw them during the match broadcast on ESPN, and we just heard from Abby Wambach, if you were watching SportsCenter before you tuned in to us. The women were there decked out in their U.S. national team jerseys, along with our guests right now from the U.S. Women's National Team, right now in Hartford, Connecticut, preparing for their match against France this week. We're joined by Carly Lloyd of the Western New York Flash. Carly's appearance brought to you by The Flash. Again, The Flash in action Wednesday and Sunday. You don't want to miss it. 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Carly, have you recovered yet from that dramatic win?
Well, that was a nail-biter all the way to the end, literally. So it was a great result. I mean, that was huge for us. So proud of the boys for getting it done. But I was pretty nervous. It was very nerve-wracking, biting all my nails off during the match. But huge. I mean, just huge. Fight till the end. Phenomenal header at the end, and it was a great first start from us.
Carly, I just couldn't watch the last 5 minutes because I was so nervous. I ran outside. I looked through the windows, and I just was so afraid and so relieved once the referee blew the final whistle. But tell us a little bit, as a soccer player, John Brooks, How do you think that he feels, being, you know, a substitute coming in and not expected to play, and there he goes, score the winning goal?
Yeah, I mean, it was phenomenal. I mean, obviously, you know, it was a very dramatic game from the opening whistle until the end. I mean, you have scoring a goal within the first minute or so, and then Josie going down with the hamstring, which, you know, doesn't look too good. Then you had, you know, making another sub at halftime, bringing in, you know, Brooks. And, you know, the substitutes, they did well. It was a phenomenal header, and I'm sure he's over the moon about that goal. I mean, it was probably one of the biggest goals of his life. But it was great. And, you know, we brought the fight, the will, determination, and that's what we need.
You got to give Ghana credit. They took the game to the United States not long after the goal was scored. I think the injury to Altidore affected the team both from a formation and tactics standpoint, also I think the emotional impact on the team to lose Josie like they did. But again, Ghana, I think, wasted a lot of chances. I think the U.S. did not play their best game. I think Michael Bradley was, to be honest, he did not play very well tonight. I think that the Clint Dempsey, I think, getting his nose probably broken in the game with a foot to the face. I don't know how that wasn't a yellow or a red card, but, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to the defense. They played very well. I mean, the Ghana goal was a nice to take and goal. You can't fault anybody on that. But, I mean, what do you think the U.S. needs to do now, Carly, against Portugal? I think it needs to be a better effort for the U.S. to get a result, especially playing in the jungle next Sunday.
Yeah, well, I think what everyone needs to kind of put into perspective is that, you know, the first game of the World Cup, you know, you obviously saw Spain, what happened to them, and, you know, Portugal. You got to put things into perspective. It's the first game. You know, there's lots of nerves. It's one of the biggest games that, you know, this group has played together. And, you know, you can factor in qualifying games and all that, but this is the epitome. This is the biggest stage. And I think with each game, if we can improve a little bit more and, you know, get better keeping the ball a little bit more, it's definitely going to help our chances. But I think, you know, it's one of those things where you want to score early in a game, and scoring with a minute or so into that game and then kind of holding on strong till the end, it's tough. And you're playing a team like Ghana who, you know, are bringing the heat, bringing the fire, creating chances. They scored a great goal. It's not an easy thing. So it's kind of like pick your poison. Do you want to score early and kind of hold on till the end, or do you want to kind of keep the game flowing and then maybe get one later on in the game? So it's just a tough demeanor, and just really happy for the men. You know, they did well, and obviously with Josie coming out, that did definitely change the dynamics a little bit, obviously with his speed and pace, getting in behind up top. But, you know, they're just going to have to come out ready and fight for the next game.
Carly, can you, you know, you're a national team player, and describe for our listeners a little bit, you know, when you put the national team jersey on, what is the difference between, you know, playing for the, you know, your team and then going to the national team and you put in the jersey on and you represent the country? What is the feeling really that goes through you, and how can you describe it for our listener?
There's no greater feeling than putting on the jersey and seeing the red, white, and blue and the U.S. crest, you know, close to your heart. You know, it's an amazing feeling, and it's an honor to be able to represent our country. And I wear the uniform with great pride. I never want to take anything for granted. I never want to become complacent. And every time I step out into the field, I fight and give it my all. And you know, there's times when things aren't clicking or, you know, your touch is off. But the one thing that you can control is that American mentality, and that's to fight, to tackle, to do anything you can that is controllable, and just, you know, have that will and desire.
I'm wearing the U.S. jersey right now. It's the old school ones where the crest is down by my stomach. So they always say, you know, man's heart's through his stomach. I guess that must be the case for me.
Yeah.
Joe?
You know, just Yeah, just as a follow-up, because Andrew alluded to the fact that Michael Bradley didn't have a great game today, and you played the same position. How did you analyze his performance today, and what do you think went wrong?
Well, I think, you know, I kind of understand. I mean, I think Michael Bradley has been phenomenal for the U.S., and he's been the engine. You know, he's been the general in the midfield. He's controlled the games. He's helped close out games. He's helped create chances. He is the guy, and he's put together a long stretch of games that he's done well at. And, you know, sometimes as a player, some games, you know, a game may pop up and it's not your best game. And, you know, that's happened to me. I mean, I've gone on a long stretch of games where I've done well, and then, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, have a bit of an off night. I, you know, hold my standards pretty high, and as I'm sure he does as well. So it just happens, and it's kind of the nature of the business. You don't know when it's going to come. It could come in a huge moment like that. But I think once you get that game over with, there's going to be lots of good moments moving forward. So I think Michael Bradley will go back and reevaluate, and I expect bigger and better things from him moving forward, and I know that he'll be fine.
With Carly Lloyd of the Western New York Flash and our U.S. Women's National Team, the Women in Action on Thursday in Hartford, Connecticut against France in the second game of their two-match series against the French, one of the top teams in the world. And then Carly and Abby will be back with the Flash on Sunday as they take on the Seattle Reign, the top team in the league, with Hope Solo and Cindy LaRue. And we don't know about Megan Rapinoe. She's been hurt. Well, maybe hopefully she'll at least make the trip so we can see her. But, Carly, I want to ask you tactically a couple things. When the U.S. gave up the goal, I noticed that for probably the first time since early in the match, Fabian Johnson started to make moves up that right side from the back. And he actually earned the corner kick that gave the U.S. the chance to win the game with the header from John Brooks. I mean, do you think that was a tactical move from Jurgen Klinsmann to try to get the win? I really believe the U.S. needed the 3 points tonight to really have a shot to get out of this group, and of course they got it.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely needed the 3 points. There's no question about that. I know Fabian Johnson does always like to get forward. We saw that in the game against Nigeria before they got to the World Cup. You know, his attacking presence, his ability to get up the flank and turn balls and whip some crosses in is great. So I'm not sure if that was a tactical move, but, you know, personnel and personality-wise as a player, I know that he does like to get up and attack. So it was great to earn that corner and, you know, fantastic header at the end.
Carly, just as a follow-up to, you know, playing and the ability of the coach to dictate, you know, on the field, you know, what system or what should be done. It is my belief, and correct if I'm wrong, is that once you go on the field, you know, the influence of the coach is no longer prevalent, because you're there and you make decision at the spur of the moment pertaining to how the situation is. So the preparation of the game is done before the game and maybe at halftime. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you do most of your thinking in training sessions, outside of training sessions, at home. You know, but once you step in between those lines, you shouldn't be thinking about anything. You know, everything should become instinctual, and you know, all the training and all the preparation and everything should just come out that way. So at the end of the day, you know, no matter what a coach is telling you or what you've been working on, at the end of the day, it's your decision to kind of go out there and you know, whatever something presents itself, you know, you just got to roll with it and let your instincts take over.
God, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the match on Saturday. The U.S. beat France 1-0, and now we'll play France again on Thursday. How do you think the team looked, and do you think we might see Abby in action on Thursday?
I know Abby's moving along progressively well. I'm not really sure, you know, her medical clearances right now. But she's doing just fine, and it'll be another great matchup. You know, anytime we can play these games against high-quality teams is great, and we haven't really faced a really, really strong team in a little bit now, so it's good because Jill's been implementing, you know, our style play, her philosophy, how we want to keep moving forward and keep playing. So it's great to be able to kind of work on this and gauge where we're at. And, you know, I think we're doing some really good things, and she's implementing some really good things. So it can only get better from here on out. And we've just got to take care of business on Thursday, hopefully another victory, and you know, back with our NWSL teams and keep it going.
Well, Carly, one of the good things is that the match on Sunday is at 3 o'clock with the Flash against Seattle, so U.S. doesn't play till 6 o'clock, so all the fans can come out to see the Flash play, get it, and get revved up for the U.S. against Portugal in the second match of the World Cup. So, Carly, best of luck to you and the ladies on Thursday, and we'll see you back here on Sunday for the big match against Seattle.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you so much for being with us.
And good luck.
It's Carly Lloyd here on Soccer is the Kick. There's always very happy to have Carly and Abby, members of our women's national team. We're very proud of them. And, of course, they'll be taking the stage next year in the World Cup being held in Canada. Looking forward to that. We'll be right back here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass with the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley. Get his thoughts on today's match. And, of course, the big matches for the Rhinos coming up this weekend. Talk about Italy, too. They had a big win over the weekend against England, and I'm sure
we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that with Dick Howard later as well. It was a special edition of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Western New York Flash are back at Salem Stadium for two important NWSL matches this week. On Wednesday, the Chicago Red Stars come to town for a 7 p.m. match. Then on Sunday, it's the first place in undefeated Seattle Reign featuring U.S. superstars Hope Solo and Sidney LaRue for a matinee starting at 3 p.m. Get your Flash tickets for these two big contests by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore! SalvatoresPizza.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos return to Salem Stadium for two important matches this week. Tomorrow night, it's fourth-round U.S. Open Cup action against the cup holders D.C. United from Major League Soccer. Kickoff is at 7.05 p.m. Then, Friday, kickoff your summer with the Rhinos as they host the Dayton Dutch Lions at 7.35 p.m. Purchase your tickets for these big matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Young Americans will be in town on Sunday as the Western New York Flash take on the Seattle Reign. You want to miss Hope Solo and Sidney LaRue and the undefeated Reign in action. But, of course, that's on Sunday at 3. But, of course, the Rhinos with a huge match tomorrow at 7.05 against the defending U.S. Open Cup champion D.C. United, the number two team right now overall in Major League Soccer, having a resurgence. And to talk about that, and, of course, the win by the United States over Ghana. And we can also talk about Italy, too, Joe. Don't worry. We'll get to that. We're joined now by Pat Erkley, and Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, get your tickets for tomorrow night, U.S. Open Cup 7.05. The second match, the match of the World Cup is South Korea against Russia. So just tape that and come to the stadium and watch the Rhinos. And Friday, 7.35, kick off your summer with the Rhinos. They face the Dayton Dutch Lions in USL Pro Action. 454-KICK, go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Pat, thanks for being with us. We're sorry you missed you last week at the for our anniversary show. We're glad you're on with us tonight.
No, and hey, happy anniversary, guys.
Yeah, thank you, and congratulations to you for the induction in the Sports Hall of Fame.
I appreciate it.
You become more famous by the day, Pat.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, I appreciate it.
I hope that brings you money.
Money?
Well, Pat, we got to talk about the U.S. first, because that's the big hot topic. I mean, I'm sure you watched the game. What were your thoughts on the match?
Well, I thought they played the Catenaccio very well. You know, getting a goal real early is always difficult because you get a long game. So then, you know, I thought, especially the injury to Altidore, you know, you could see that the conditions really took over, especially for the U.S. team in regards to injuries and fatigue. You know, and you could see that over time that Ghana wasn't going to be able to sustain it either. But they were able to get that tying goal, and I think once they got that, they kind of were relieved a little bit, and the U.S. picked it up again and were able to capitalize. I think the difficult thing about this game is now recovery. You know, the field, from my understanding, was pretty hard tonight, and, you know, the humidity and the heat obviously played a part in this, and you saw several of the U.S. players pull up with what looked like pulled hamstrings, and, you know, were fatigued very quickly.
But my question is, you know, if we were to judge the personnel on both teams, I mean, Ghana's got a lot of people that play in different countries on the top level, with the United States may be very few of them. Do you think that, what was your opinion about that?
Well, again, I think, you know, getting a goal early changes the scope of the game. I mean, for the most part, it looked like Ghana dictated the game because they were behind and they needed to push forward to try to equalize. The U.S., you know, sat back more because they could. The thing that I didn't like were, key times when we did recover the ball, we didn't keep it very long. So I think that's key. I mean, when you looked at Italy the other day, you know, they played a similar type of style after they were up, but they kept the ball. They kept possession. They made England work to try to get it back. And through the process, you know, they became fatigued. So, you know, tonight is the only criticism I would have is that, is when we did win the ball, we made some errant passes. And I know, obviously, the conditions were a factor in that regarding the heat and everything. So that's where we have to be a little smarter, I think, especially when you're ahead in the game like we were tonight.
Pat, I was looking on Twitter here. There's a graphic showing the number of touches the United States had in the match, and they said after Altidore's injury, they had two touches within 20 yards of Ghana's goal for the rest of the match, and one of them was the winning goal. So obviously, you know, the U.S. did sit back, but I think Ghana actually, they spent their wad in 81 minutes. They needed to work hard through the whole game to try to get the equalizer. When they finally did, as you well know as a coach, 5 minutes after you score a goal is the most dangerous time, and that's when a lot of goals are scored. And they gave up that corner kick thanks to some hard work from Fabian Johnson winning it, and then they just didn't mark up John Brooks, and he punished them.
No, I mean, you know, again, when you look at the conditions, that played a factor. I mean, later stages of the game, fatigue, you know, focus is not quite there. And, you know, we had a corner kick, we had a restart, and I'm sure that we've worked hard on that. Klinsmann, obviously, coming from Germany, that's an area that they focus on a lot. Not that other teams don't, but for the most part, because of our athleticism and our ability to win head balls and, you know, in our situation, it was a great opportunity, and we capitalized on it and scored.
Do you think that finally people are going to stop criticizing Jurgen Klinsmann? I mean, the substitutions he made and the tactics that he employed, especially after Ghana tied the match, I think showed that, you know, he knows what he's doing and he's making the right decisions.
I think you're never going to stop criticizing coaches. It's just natural. even in the course of winning this game, you could sit there and question, how come did you have, you know, two pulled muscles so early in the game? And, conditioning and preparing for the game is part of that. And, you know, obviously the field conditions and the heat and, you know, I don't know what our conditioning was prior to that. That obviously played a part in those injuries. You know, you never know when they're going to happen, but to have two pulled muscles on two key players like that, it's going to hurt you in this type of a tournament.
Well, you know, I would think in their defense, you know, the travel, the change of venues, you know, all the things that they need to do to acclimate to the new, you know, to the new climate over there has a lot to do with, you know, and if they don't drink enough water, you know the whole story anyway.
The distance between cities in Brazil is massive. You don't realize how big a country this is. From Rio to Manaus, where the U.S. is playing in the jungle, it's same as flying from Miami to Seattle. That is a long trek. And then, Pat, like you know, I say when the Rhinos make long trips out to the West Coast, it's not easy on the players.
No, it isn't. But, you know, the other team had to do the same travel. So, I mean, I didn't see any pulled muscles on the other side. So,
well, the difference,
you know, that's
is
a little concerning. I mean, especially when your top forward is one of those players, you know.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like he really had made too much of an effort in the beginning of the stages. That was really his first run. So, I don't know. I mean, that's tough. That's going to be difficult. Now, hopefully... Yeah. You know, a pulled muscle is not easy to come back from very quickly. I'd be surprised whether he'd actually play in this group anymore. The next two games is going to be kind of hard.
Me too.
Well, I'll tell you what. Germany scored 4 goals against Portugal without a forward in the game, so I don't think you necessarily need a forward. I think Germany proved that. But, Pat, before we let you go, we want to talk about tomorrow night, the U.S. Open Cup against D.C., a team that we've played 4 times and unfortunately lost four times, but all those were away from home. We finally have him in our park for a meaningful match. What do you expect to see tomorrow from United? Are they going to pull out their full team, or are we going to see maybe a partial team from D.C.?
And I think when we look at all the teams that are in this round, I mean, we look at their scheduling. I mean, they played on the 11th, so they have a week between games. And then the next game, you know, regular season isn't for several weeks. So they're really counting on playing the Open Cup games over the next several weeks. So, I they're going to play their best players tomorrow. I can't imagine that they won't, just because of the way the scheduling fell for them. So we're expecting them to put the Spindlers, the Johnsons, those type of guys in there that are going to be difficult to mark and play against. But, you know, I know our guys are up to the task. Similarly to the U.S. team, we've played three or four games over the course of the week. We had traveled to L.A., won in L.A., unfortunately lost in Phoenix. But here we're coming back on Tuesday, three or four days after losing in Phoenix to play again. I know that coach has done a great job of rotating players, so, we'll have some refreshed legs in there. He's used everybody on the roster. He's doing a great job of rotating the players and trying to keep everybody healthy.
Well, we've got some big names for D.C. Of course, you mentioned Fabian Espíndola, the Argentine, one of the top scorers in the league. Of course, you've got Eddie Johnson, who played a huge role for the U.S. national team in qualifying. Chris Pontius, a member of the national team. And another gentleman whose last name is very familiar to you, Joe, Nick DeLeon. His father played against the Rochester Lancers, Leroy DeLeon, for many years. And
I should remember him as well.
So, I mean, this is a game where, if you really want to get the opportunity to come and see some quality soccer, not that our league has obviously, gone up in stature in regards to quality, but, you have an MLS-caliber team coming into town. It's an opportunity to come out and see some players that have played on national teams. And obviously there's the second best in the league, and this goes back to the days when we played against MLS and we were playing Chicago, and they'd won both the U.S. Open Cup and the league championship the year before. So, a quality team. They're vying for first place in MLS. Remember the first year when we played Tampa Bay, same thing with Valderrama. That was, they were a first place team in MLS. So it's very similar for us being challenged by a team that's at the top of the table.
Pat, my question is just follow up to what you're saying. Why is it that we always draw against the Washington?
Why do we always draw against
DC? Yeah, why don't we get some other teams?
Essentially, the way the Open Cup format is, they try to stay regionalized as much as possible. And that's what happens. I mean, it'd be great. I don't know why, but it would be nice to maybe switch a little bit so we would play like a Red Bull. Maybe with New York FC coming in next year that may be different because that adds another team. They took the Red Bull this year and they played against the Cosmos. That's another reason why I think they're going to put their best players in tomorrow. I mean, Saturday all three MLS teams lost in their quest for the Open Cup, and not all of them used their best players. So I think we're in a situation tomorrow that, I'm sure they may have even gotten a call. Make sure, you don't let any more slip. They don't like to lose to second or even amateur teams for that matter. So, at times they take risks like we have in our league. We played maybe our best foot forward against L.A. and then we went to Phoenix. We used a different lineup to try to win. So, you try to win the game, but also, come out of the game without injuries. U.S. is going to have to do that as well in the World Cup. I mean, they're going to play again within, 5 or 6 days on Sunday against Portugal. And, ultimately Portugal played as well, but the depth of your roster gets tested that way.
That's right.
So those players that haven't played a lot, they're going to you're going to be expected to play because of, the heat, the fatigue, the conditions that they have to play under.
Very well. Pat, we appreciate you coming on so late tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow for DC United. But this team beat Montreal in Montreal 4-2 on Wednesday, so this is a quality team we're going to be seeing, and yeah. I'm looking forward to calling the game tomorrow with Joe Giuliano. So we'll see you tomorrow night, Pat. Thanks so much for being with us.
Sounds good. And it's better to get the 3 points than not to get the 3 points at this point.
That's right.
Pat, don't forget to do a Charlie Shano version of, when we played an important game. Remember? What did you say? Size 13.
and with that, Pat, thank you so much for being with us.
We'll see you tomorrow
night,
guys. Thanks.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Thank you, Pat. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dick Howard, and we'll talk more about the United States win tonight over Ghana and the rest of the great World Cup we've seen so far. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
The Western New York Flash are back at Salem Stadium for two important NWSL matches this week. On Wednesday, the Chicago Red Stars come to town for a 7 p.m. match. Then on Sunday, it's the first place and undefeated Seattle Reign featuring U.S. superstars Hope Solo and Sidney LaRue for a matinee starting at 3 p.m. Get your Flash tickets for these two big contests by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK, the Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cougia Cougia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com. The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team at the Blue Cross Arena the past 3 seasons. Because of you, the Lancers led the league in attendance for the 2nd straight year. Later this fall, the Lancers will be back in the brand new Nationwide Major Arena Soccer League. So don't miss out. Lancers season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to purchase your tickets today.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos return to Salem Stadium for two important matches this week. Tomorrow night, it's fourth-round U.S. Open Cup action against the cup holders D.C. United from Major League Soccer. Kickoff is at 7.05 p.m. Then, Friday, kickoff your summer with the Rhinos as they host the Dayton Dutch Lions at 7.35 p.m. Purchase your tickets for these big matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Tony will be in and out, I'm sure, watching all the World Cup matches. But definitely go down to Top Notch Monogramming, see Tony or Michelle. Tell them you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Get your U.S. and Italy and Brazil soccer gear. They're big supporters of soccer and a big supporter of our show. And we thank Tony for all of his support of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass over the years. Dick, good evening. Boy, what a World Cup so far. And I'm looking at a picture of Clint Dempsey's nose, and it looks in pretty bad shape. But what a gutsy performance by the U.S., fighting and clawing and scratching and getting the 3 points that they needed.
Unbelievable. You know, I thought when Ghana had equalized, well, that's it. You know, it's going to be a 1-1 tie. And then set play again, corner kick, lax marking, and all credit to John Brooks for getting the winner. But talk about drama. You know, it was an incredible game with the opening goal by Clint Dempsey. And then Ghana just, I think, dominating so many areas of the field, but their crossing, their finishing, which just wasn't at the level it should be, and they suffered the consequences.
And how many set plays have we seen in this World Cup converted into goals? It's just been, teams are not defending well, or the set pieces are just being executed perfectly, and we're seeing.
I think a little bit of both.
Of
I think a little bit of both. You know, you look at that fabulous goal by Italy, the first goal by Italy, and the long cross in from the corner, Pirlo letting the ball go through, and the ball ending up in the back of the net. You know, I think there were several that were well constructed on the training field, others where it was just a case of slack marking.
Well, Dick, you know, one of the things that I saw that the defending has been, you know, basically once you get ahead, you defend. And secondly, in looking at set play and the goalkeeper, because you're the goalkeeper, how many of those goals you think that a bad position from the goalkeeper, a bad reaction, being out of position, and you know that you can relate to?
Well, certainly we've seen the range. You know, we've seen some superb goalkeeping in shot stopping and dealing with one-on-ones, and then we've also seen problems with goalkeepers with the decision-making aspects of the job, Joe, which is the thing with balls that are crossed into the box, into the six-yard area. Should a goalkeeper go? Should he stay? And we've seen cases where goalkeepers have stayed transfixed to the line and they've suffered the consequences with a header from 4 or 5 yards getting past them. But it's you know, for young goalkeepers, probably the most difficult part of goalkeeping, that decision-making process, do I stay or do I go? And certainly when you've got players blocking the ground route, it's not easy at times. But I've seen a lot of good goalkeepers in this tournament have their problems in dealing with crosses.
Certainly Spain paid the consequence against Holland was superb.
Yeah, I felt really bad for Iker Casillas against the Netherlands because arguably 3 of the 5 goals were direct result of his poor decision-making and poor goalkeeping. And having seen Iker Casillas over the years from the time he played for Spain at the Under-20 World Cup in Nigeria back in, you know, in the 90s, he's done everything, and to see him having that kind of a game, it made me feel really bad. Because I've been in that position, you know. The other players can make mistakes, Joe, as you well know, with the goalkeeper. The thing that will stop the ball from the goalkeeper is the back of the net. And you make a mistake, it's usually fatal.
You know, one other thing that I just want to touch up, you know, without letting Andrew have it, I think he, you know, we talked in the past and you talked about the Ivory Coast and the Costa Rica. And, you know, you were so good, so right about them because, you know, they are really showed, you know, their character and they showed their skills, you know, that they have improved so much.
Yeah, I think the thing is that with countries like Cote d'Ivoire and certainly Costa Rica, that was a real shocker, you know, with the result against Uruguay. But I just feel for the coaches. You know, I felt for the Ghanaian coach, you know, when that late header went in, you know, 2-1. I felt bad for Roy Hodgson, you know, with the second goal that went in the Italy game. And then, of course, that late goal by Switzerland, Reinaldo Rueda, who I know personally, the coach of Ecuador, you know, giving up a goal late in the game. There's nothing you can do as a coach. You know, you prepare your teams and you hope that the players will execute. But I really feel for coaches, you know, in those kinds of situations.
Well,
late
Dick,
goals
you,
where
one,
you, it's
one
difficult
the...
to get back into the game.
Yeah, one of the things that's been a big surprise in this World Cup has been the number of games where teams have come from behind to win matches. Usually mm-hmm. when a team scores mm-hmm. first, they're by far statistically going to get a result. But we've had five matches where teams have come back from the first screen scored against them to win. Yeah. And it's
been great. All the goals, guys, isn't it? 44 goals in 14 games. That's fabulous. You know, all the naysayers that say, oh, soccer's a boring game. Jeez. We've seen some fabulous games and some great goals. Yeah, some poor goals, but the games just have had everything. It's just great from the opening game involving Brazil, Croatia, right the way through to the drama at the end of the game, the Ghana-USA game.
Well, one of the good things is I think after the first couple of days of some controversial refereeing decisions, the officiating has settled down. There's been good officiating. I mean, and again, Dempsey's getting kicked in the face and having his nose broken. There should have been some sort of a caution mm-hmm. there. But the goal line technology worked. I replayed it at 1/15th speed. The goal that was scored, I believe it was the France goal that was scored. That was
the French
just
goal,
over
yeah,
the line.
Against Honduras, yeah.
And so it was definitely a goal, and goal line technology works. So another thing, the next thing we need is offsides technology. Mexico certainly would have had more goals against Cameroon if that had not been had been in place.
There was a terrible call that they made against Giovanni, you know, because he the ball was ahead of him.
Santos, yeah.
Yeah, Giovanni Santos, yeah.
Well, Dick, we have matches coming up this week. We've got Spain and Chile. Spain needs a result, and it's not going to be easy. Chile looked good. I mean, you've got Brazil, Mexico tomorrow. Brazil did not look that good. I mean, they were benefits of a very controversial penalty kick call in that match. And Mexico, you know, they should have scored, I think, more goals against Cameroon. But it's a rematch of the Olympic final. You've got Uruguay, who desperately need a result against England on Thursday. And then, of course, coming up on Saturday, you've got Germany-Ghana, and then the U.S. plays Portugal next Sunday. So what are you looking forward to in the second round of games?
Well, I'm as you say, looking at teams like Brazil to start playing the game that we know they can play. Argentina also were disappointing, weren't they, in their opener against Bosnia-Herzegovina. And then, of course, some teams that have to bounce back, and certainly Spain in the game against Chile, that will be a real test of character following the demolition by the Netherlands. So, you know, it's great when you have this kind of situation, you know, with the groups and three games being played, because traditionally, if you get blown out in the first game and you're just playing three games in your group, you're out of it. But I wouldn't, you know, discount Spain bouncing back against Chile. And Chile, we've seen, are a very talented squad although Australia gave them a run for their money, didn't they, in that game? So
definitely.
I think it's been good to see the underdogs. There hasn't been any teams that have been totally outclassed, and it's going to make for the second round of group games even more interesting.
I think there was one team that was outclassed. It was Honduras. I think there was just a very poor match from them, and it was a brutal match, and it's unfortunate because this CONCACAF has really done very well. I think that's one other big surprise in this tournament. Mm-hmm. CONCACAF is 3-1. I think the other surprise, I think the teams that have looked the best so far are European teams, which is very unusual in this part of the world. Holland and boy, what can you say about Germany? I think they were
Germany
just
it's a machine, isn't
today.
It? You know, they were totally dominant in the game today. It's just great to see. And when they're on song, they're a difficult team to play against. And Cristiano Ronaldo just wasn't featured at all in the game. It was total team performance by the national Mannschaft of Germany.
What do you think happened to Cristiano Ronaldo? Today, Mike Bradley didn't play his best either. And, you know, on a given day, anybody can have a bad game, and Cristiano Ronaldo proved that, and so did Mike Bradley. But fortunately for the United States, you know, we came the winners. So
it's difficult because in the game, you know, the USA, Ghana, you have to give a lot of credit to this Ghana team because they dominate, you know, in shots on goal, but not the quality shots. The final ball in wasn't there, but certainly they control large areas of the field, and full credit to the US. I thought their defensive discipline was superb, and Tim Howard made the key saves that needed to be made at the back. So that's what got the result today for the States. But I think we're still in for a treat with regards to the Cristiano Ronaldos and the Lionel Messis and the Neymars. They're going to come into their own. It's just been a fabulous tournament. The atmosphere in the stadium, the crowd, just superb.
I'm going to have to ask you the question, England, Italy. And then the other one I want you to go comment on is Italy and Ivory, Costa Rica. Give us your views on.
Well, with the game's coming up. I don't want to say
already.
Too much more about the England Italy game. I thought it should have been a tie, a draw, no doubt about it whatsoever. Given the way the game was played, and that would have been the fair result. But having said that, Mario did his job, didn't he, with the head.
But Pirlo was just incredible, one of the best.
Pirlo was super, man of the match, absolutely magnificent in the way he plays the game. And he's just signed a new contract, apparently, Joe, so you'll be happy about that.
Yeah, I am.
Be back with
you.
Juve,
might be coming to Juventus next year.
Outstanding player.
Didier Drogba, who turned the whole game around for Ivory Coast on Saturday against Japan. Just him coming into the game changed everything. But Dick, we got to wrap it up. But thank you so much for coming on late. We'll talk to you again next week at our regular time, and we'll be already through the first couple of groups by then. So we'll have a lot to discuss.
Lots to talk about. Congratulations to the US of A, Andrew, and congratulations to the Azzurri, Joe, for their win over England. That means I have to buy you a drink next time I see you. Both of
make
you.
Make a double.
Thank you, Dick.
Dick ciao, Howard guys. Here. Bye.
Bye-bye, Dick.
Buonanotte. Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We'll wrap up our show next here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
The Rochester Rhinos return to Salem Stadium for two important matches this week. Tomorrow night, it's fourth-round U.S. Open Cup action against the cup holders DC United from Major League Soccer. Kickoff is at 7.05 p.m. Then Friday, kickoff for your summer with the Rhinos as they host the Dayton Dutch Lions at 7.35 p.m. Purchase your tickets for these big matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Top top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Western New York Flash are back at Salem Stadium for two important NWSL matches this week. On Wednesday, the Chicago Red Stars come to town for a 7 p.m. match. Then on Sunday, it's the first place and undefeated Seattle Reign featuring U.S. superstars Oak Solo and Sidney LaRue for a matinee starting at 3 p.m. Get your Flash tickets for these two big contests by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought.
Well, I'll tell you what, the man who's certainly the greatest American hero tonight is one young John Brooks, whose father, of course, is a member of our United States military. He's one of the German based players that Jurgen Klinsmann selected, and boy, what a selection. Says here, according to his press conference he had after the match, he said he dreamed two nights ago he scored the winning goal in the 80th minute. Boy, he was just off by about 6 minutes.
Yeah, he must have been, you know, he almost converted a reality. His dream became a reality.
Well, hopefully the U.S. has some sweet dreams over the next few days as they prepare for the big match in the jungle against Portugal Sunday at 6 o'clock. So, again, go to the Flash match on Sunday at 3 p.m. as the Seattle Reign come into town with all those big-name stars. And then head on home to watch the United States against Portugal. It's going to be a great match. This segment of our show brought to you by Salins Premium Quality Meat Products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. We also mentioned next week we will have, hopefully, Michael Lewis on the show. He's right now writing articles for the number of publications, and he has to get on a plane and fly at 2:30 in the morning to get back to the U.S. base. So,
you know, Andrew, like we said before in the show, there is a lot of factor that on the performance of players, the long travels, the atmosphere, the mosquitoes, all that kind of thing. And you know, they said on TV, I was watching TV, and I watched all the players spraying themselves because the mosquito are tremendous in the place where they're playing right now, in the jungle. So, I it's not an easy thing to be there. It's a beautiful place to be, especially when they show the beaches and all the beautiful people that live over there. And I almost slipped, but, that's the fact. And it's a dream come true.
That's right. In the U.S., of course, Italy playing England in the jungle. It's going to be a very difficult match for the U.S. and for Portugal as well. It's going to be a war of attrition. It's going to be a great one, so be sure to support the United States. We want to thank Carly Lloyd for joining us live from Hartford, Connecticut, as the women will take on France on Thursday. Also, Aaron Heifetz of U.S. Soccer. Of course, Pat Erkely, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky from the Rhinos. Rhinos again in action Tuesday. Tomorrow, DC United in the Open Cup at 7:05, and Friday against Dayton at 7:35. Flash Wednesday at 7 against Chicago, and then Sunday against Seattle at 3 p.m. Call 454-KICK to get your ticket. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, and a big thank you to Bob D'Angelo, who came in late tonight to do our show tonight at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 at our regular time for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte.
Good night, everyone. Go USA.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.